This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for another episodic, exciting adventure in the world of your health and well-being. It's DJV Health. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He is certified so that all the world knows how dealing with your upper cervical spine, i.e. your neck and your shoulders and the ramifications, being able to adjust those. He's made a whole career out of that. It's kind of like making a whole career out of finding a needle in a haystack. Because this sort of Jack works that way. It's such a, it's a small part of your being, but yet it's so important. You know, you think about your neck. What's your neck? 4 inches long, maybe? Depending on how old you are and what your background. What's the longest? Okay, hey, this is a good one. What is the longest neck you've ever worked on? And what's the shortest neck?
The longest neck I ever worked on was a horse.
Yeah.
And the shortest neck I ever worked on was about a 6-7 pound dog.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. How many bones do we have in our neck? 7. How many bones are in a giraffe's neck?
7.
They're just huge bones. All upright mammals have 7. 4-footed mammals, dogs, cats, and, you know, cattle, all that kind of stuff. Depends on the species. But they can have a lot of bones in the neck, but they all have that top bone, the atlas.
All right.
And that is so, so critical.
It is.
Because it's right where the bottom end of your brain stem turns into your spinal cord.
Right.
And when
it's
that
the size of a quarter.
Now, the bony contact between your skull and your neck is about the size of a quarter, something called the condyles that sit on top of that top bone. Everything else in there is just muscle and blood vessels and throat and all that kind of stuff. But what I've seen in the last month, which is so unique to the kind of work I do, is a fellow with Parkinson's who's now convinced he doesn't have Parkinson's, even though he's been on Parkinson's medication for 15 years because his Parkinson's symptoms are all gone. It was just a misalignment. It was just a misalignment of the upper cervical spine.
But you say that in, not in a self-serving way, but a simplistic. Okay, is that simple? And one wonders when you hear something, this is me wondering out loud. When all of us hear something that simple assessed onto a problem as critical as Parkinson's is, it's one of those things when you hear, you got Parkinson's, and then your hands start to shake and you got the willies because you think it's gonna, you know, it's like one of those other brain things, like Alzheimer's and dementia. And
well, it can take you out, right.
Right. Take you right out.
Yeah.
So to say in the way that you did is a matter of fact, okay, well, a couple of treatments and he's all set.
It's taken a couple of months.
Okay, but I'm not being facetious, but you know as well as I do that the general medical community would say, oh, no, well, that couldn't be.
Oh, yes.
There were no drugs involved, and there were no, you know, you didn't have to
get this treatment. Yeah, they dismiss it as having been misdiagnosed.
Well, they dismiss you.
That's what I mean. They dismissed the results that this fellow got from me. Same thing with another fellow that was diagnosed with transverse myelitis. That's often confused.
What's that?
It's often confused with polio. It's a serious problem with the spinal cord.
Wow.
And so he came in a total mess. He came in because another patient who's a friend of his drug him in there. And, of course, when you're doing a consultation with this kind of stuff and you tell people how simple it is to fix these things, they don't. They believe the more serious the problem, then the more serious and in-depth the approach has to be to fix and correct that problem. But after the first correction, you know, he came in, he couldn't walk a straight line. After the first correction I gave him, he could walk a straight line. It took him 2 or 3 weeks to really begin to respond positively. And when he comes in now, this is a hardcore helmet-wearing construction worker, just as buff and strong as he can be. But he had a bad misalignment because of a hydraulic problem, and one of the heavy pieces of equipment he was doing just gave him a bad whiplash about 15 years ago. And so he's been going downhill ever since. I mean, it was the equivalent of a terrible car accident. And so I could see on the x-ray what the problem was, and he said, well, can you fix this? And I said, well, I don't know, but this is the kind of stuff we work on all the time. Now when he comes in, he gives me a big hug.
You know, that is kind of like a sentence. You're, when you get the wrong treatment and you suffer through your life because somebody has done you wrong, maybe they didn't do it on purpose. Mostly they don't do it on purpose. I'm not suggesting it's purposeful, but it is kind of malfeasance. And maybe that's a strong statement from somebody like me that doesn't have medical background, although I do. I have a lot of medical background. I study me. I understand my body. I want to know what's going on. And I have people like Jack and Ken help me understand what's going on in my body. But the idea that, there's one person that knows all and nobody else knows anything is pretty nonsensical. But yeah, we've given over as an American, part of the American culture, we give over what we think we don't know, i.e. stuff that you can connect to common sense, to someone who has a degree that says they'll be happy to tell you they're smarter than you are when it comes to this stuff. And perhaps that is, you know, anybody who specializes in something, you'll like this, the guy you were just talking about. Under the circumstances, he's a specialist. He knows how to do something that has to be done well in order to build a building. He's got to know that. And he does it over and over and over again. Well, that's the same thing that applies to you. How many people have you adjusted over your career as a Nooka chiropractor? I bet thousands, if not tens of thousands.
20,000.
20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that gives you a certain amount of expertise. If you were doing a lousy job, you'd have been out of business because somebody would have sued you. Or if you made a mistake, that happens. And, and it gets on all the social blogs. Don't sue Jack. That kind of stuff. So, all right, this is good. This is a good way of...
but if you look at our Google reviews, it's exactly the opposite of staying away from this guy.
Yeah. All right. JackStockwell.com is the Nooka information site. ForbiddenDoctor.com is all about gaps. He and his wife Mary are gaps practitioners, all about the gut. So between the two of those things, you got yourself a pretty good source for medical information and intuitive thinking when it comes to medicine. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here, in a manner of speaking, on DJV Health. It's up to you right now. If you have a low credit score, you know how it can keep you from getting the things that you want. Maybe you need another credit card. Maybe a new car, new job. You know, people check your credit when you're now going for a job. You got lousy credit, they're going to hire you. If you have a low credit score, it'll cause you to pay higher interest rates as well. So, want some good news? How to fix this? You want a fix? Call creditrepair.com at 800-652-6132. They can help you work to repair your credit, improve your score, remove the inaccurate, obsolete items like late payments, charge-offs, collections. I got my own story. I had Verizon install in one of the houses that I had rented in California, install their usual line so that I could be hooked up, and it didn't work. And so I had to go get the other company to install the stuff that was necessary to make all of my equipment work. So they sent me a bill for $198. And I said, I'm not going to pay that. Your stuff doesn't work. And so they put an attachment. Now, they didn't have my Social Security number, and they still were able to get into my credit score.
Wow.
So they've now cut the bill. I said, I'm not paying it, even if it does affect my credit. Well, it went from $198 to $100. Now it's out of $52. If you pay it to $52, it's just, these people are just leeches. So, but you may have a problem with somebody like that. Free credit report will fix that problem for you. 800-652-6132. Not available in all states.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
Back to Dr. Jack Stock. Well, don't forget about our podcasts. There are actually a couple of podcasts of note. One of them has to do with the podcast that shows up. Jack does a local radio program, and there's all kinds of research that he and Mary do as well. So that's at the podcast at Forbidden Doctor. And then there's our podcast, the DGV Health podcast that Jack does with me. One of the more recent ones talking about chiropractic training and how Jack would change the way he was trained. We also talk in this podcast about mushrooms, whether or not they're good for you. And then we talk about cancer and mushrooms and that sort of thing. Also, a nice expose on hydrogen water. So if you want to get explanations for the unexplained, great place to do it is on our DJV Health podcast, djvhealthshow.com. Another one, we talk about the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. The issue was about breastfeeding and the sorts of things that you need to know as a breastfeeding mom. Benefits coconut oil, also something in raw egg whites. I actually saw something about eggs. Mm-hmm. You're such a supporter of eggs. There are a lot of different way eggs are good for your brain. I don't know. I just read.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Recently. Why? What's in an egg?
Just think about this. You have a fertilized egg. What happens in 21 days? 21 days.
You get a chicky poo.
You get a chicky poo. Yep. If you had a bowl of oatmeal, what happens in 21 days? You have a bunch of shucked corn in 21 days. What do you have? Nothing. Mold. Nothing. But an egg will turn into bones, feathers, peep, 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 energy running all around on the floor and starts eating.
Okay, so that's
the food.
Chicken. What's it do to our bones? We're not going to develop feathers.
No. But your body is going to take what the DNA inside that egg can do with those raw materials and turn it into a living chick. Your DNA is going to take those same materials and put it exactly where it needs inside the body, in the bones, in the brain, in the heart, in the liver, in the kidneys,
still grosses
in the ovaries.
Me out. You know, it grosses me out. I talk with you about this all the time.
Yeah.
It just grosses me out. And I've been on the farm all
but
my
it's,
life.
But that's psychological. That's
your
just psychological.
Psychological. I know.
But when you sit down and you study it and you say, you know what, okay, I got this block. I think I can push this block out in return for excellent health.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, and then there's still the ick.
Yeah, that's right. The icky, the ick-a-poo factor. Right, exactly. All right, that'll, I'm sure, show up in our podcast. DJVHealthShow.com is where you get the podcast, or wherever you get your podcast, whether it's DJV Health Show directly our thing, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here, continuing in a matter of moments.
No other name. Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Back into the fold. The action continues. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, DJV Health. We were talking about eggs and that sort of thing. There are a lot of things that you like to eat raw. I don't like to eat anything raw. I think it needs to be cooked. What are the dangers? What do we give up when we cook things? What do we gain from cooking things? What do we give up from not eating raw? I mean, the danger is there. Here's an example. Last night, I went to the grocery store and I bought a caprese salad, and I brought it home and I mixed it with a little lobster salad. Had that on a plate, and all of a sudden there's this creature that crawls out from underneath the lettuce, and it crawls across my plate. It was some kind of a spider, but obviously it was in the caprese salad when I picked it up. And so I looked at it and I thought, well, yeah, you could be grossed out by it or just kind of eat around it. So I squashed it and I just kept eating.
Sure.
That's kind of the same gross out that some people have with my conversation about eggs and stuff and other things. Like sushi completely grosses me out. Anything that's not cooked just kind of grosses me out. But I didn't get upset about watching a spider crawl out from under the leaf of lettuce in my caprese salad. So what does that say?
Well, it says a lot because of the fact that you are a farmer and a cattleman, and you have been around bugs and insects most of your life when you don't have a microphone in front of you.
That's true.
And you look at these kinds of things, whereas somebody else would have screamed and jumped up and called their lawyer, and I'm going to sue and all this. You know, that's ridiculous. When you can see insect life. We don't really want to see insect life around our food, but knowing that it
why?
Was there.
Why? It's just protein. Why would, I mean, you have these people that are putting chocolate-covered crickets now.
It's
a big,
because, the cicadas. The chocolate-covered cicadas. Yeah. Holy smoke. I can't believe that. But in any event, the fact is, what you were eating was alive, not the spider. But the food that was there was living material, and it's going to draw other forms of life, and that spider is there ready to catch those other forms of life that show up. As opposed to opening up a bag of potato chips you're probably not going to find a spider inside a bag of potato chips.
You'd be surprised some of that stuff. You hear stories all the time about things that people find in their snacks. Wasn't there?
Yes.
Not long ago, somebody found half of a, what was it, a clam shell or something?
Yeah.
In cereal, in a cereal box.
Yeah, that's right. And that, that stuff doesn't happen very often. But to find an insect in a bag of prepared salad ahead of time, just waiting for some salad dressing, is much more common experience.
Yeah, because they don't watch the stuff.
Well, that's it. So you ask the question, well, what does cooking do? Cooking kills amino acids. Cooking will destroy some vitamins.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and then you look at the predatory animals in the Serengeti. The lions and the cheetahs and the stuff like that, when they bring down kill, when they usually go for the sick or the slow animals, what do they eat? They eat the brains, they eat the lung, they eat the heart, they eat the liver, they eat the kidneys, and they leave all the meat, the steaks, the chops, everything else behind for the hyenas, for the baboons, for the scavenger animals. The most powerful animals in nature, the bears of Alaska, what they do, they eat the head of the fish. They leave the rest of the salmon's body behind because they know where the important nutrition is. And if you cook it, they wouldn't pay any attention to it. They would just leave it behind.
Yeah, so gross. Okay, coming up in the next half hour, how to seduce a once critically thinking population. That is what's going on, and in medicine, it's especially critical. So we'll address that for you as we continue here on the DGV Health Program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden broke off negotiations with a group of GOP senators attempting to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill done. Biden informed GOP leaders Tuesday that the latest offer from the group did not, in his view, meet the essential needs of our country to restore our roads and bridges and prepare for a clean energy future. El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador and Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. The Senate on Tuesday approved a bipartisan $250 billion bill boosting government spending on technology research and development amid rising competition from China and other nations. The bill passed 68-32. It won approval after being delayed just before the Senate's Memorial Day recess. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden has given up on making the infrastructure bill a bipartisan landmark moment. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. But Senator Capito isn't confident that talks with the group that includes Senators Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kirsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin will reach a bipartisan deal either. She tells Fox News that the president's proposal is probably headed for the reconciliation process.
I think that the reconciliation, which will be massive tax hikes on middle Americans, on farmers, on small businesses, is where they're going to go. And they're going to include human infrastructure, massive electric vehicle vouchers, other extraneous, what I think, to a physical core infrastructure bill will be. I expect that's the direction that they will go in July. But I'm sure that they're going to be working forward with the group.
In January, NASA extended the mission for its Jupiter-studying Juno spacecraft and gave it a new task, Ganymede, Jupiter's largest moon. The flyby Monday isn't just for the pretty pictures, NASA said. They say Juno is studying the moon's composition, ionosphere, magnetosphere, and ice shell, while also providing measurements of the radiation environment that will benefit future missions to the Jovian system. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, we're back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. The seduction of our society when it comes to thinking. And this is not just unique to the health of our nation. This is critical, well, the health, the physical health. This is important for our mental, emotional, spiritual. People have been seduced by ministers, propagators of religious ideas for millennia. People have been seduced by doctors who say they have all the knowledge, you have none, listen to me, I'll make you well. And then how many more ideas like this, you know, about the food supply, advertising. Here I am. I'm in the advertising business, and I'm telling you some advertising is not really, it's a story. Doesn't necessarily have to be the truth. So when you're told that a particular cereal is great for you, right? Tony the Tiger says, Frosted Flakes are great. Yeah, they taste fabulous, but they're full of sugar, and they're full of things from the production of corn. Who knows, the corn is GMO probably, and so you're eating garbage, right? Or maybe worse than that, stuff that's actually bad for you, right? And that's a seduction, I think, Jack. That's part of seducing people's minds.
It is. If you're going to subdue a free republic, you can't do it overnight. It's going to take a while to do it, and one of the first steps you do is take control of the education.
Yep.
And
it's not how to think. This is Very important. Thank you for bringing it up. People are taught today not how to think, but what to think.
Mm-hmm.
We're experts. Dr. Fauci says, this is what you need to do. That's the CDC's thing. You do it. And then how many times has that blown up in our face in the last year and a half?
Well, that's it. I think you've seen that latest meme out there where Fauci is now saying, wear the mask over your eyes instead of your mouth so you can't see my emails that have been released to everybody. That's hilarious.
Anyway.
The thing is, when you can control how people think into the fact that you scale down critical thinking and you get away from why and you get into what. Mm-hmm. You can get the craziest things to come out of that former republic. So, as you know, we have 13 children, yours, mine, and ours. And I had a bunch. Mary had a bunch. We had one between us.
Folks, we're in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah,
that tells the story.
It's in the water. Beautiful mountain water. In any event, we have kids who will not talk to each other mm-hmm. over the presidency, the election last year, and over COVID. Right. And they are as opposite poles as they can possibly be, and they hold on to these things because of the one factor that's true with all of them. What is the thing that people want more than anything else? I'll cut to the chase. Happiness. Whether it's happiness based on the truth and facts or whether it's just feeling good about themselves, whatever makes them feel good about themselves is the path that they're going to follow because everybody wants happiness. Even if it's based on false concepts, they don't care. They don't want to think about it. There's no critical thinking. There's no analysis. There's no self-analysis. I believe this. I believe Trump was such and such. Or I believe Biden is such and such. I believe I should get a vaccine. No. I should never get any of that kind of stuff. And they will not go beyond that. They will not research. They will not study. They will not dig into the information.
So is it hopeless? Are we lost?
I think there is a big reset coming, personally, that I'm not sure of the characteristics of it, but there is a big reset because as you study republics in the past, they come to a critical point where people give up critical thinking and they follow the path that makes them feel good about themselves, even if they're lemmings falling off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're at a point now, based on the malnutritional status of the citizens of this country.
Yeah, you know, when I had that conversation, not to interrupt you, but I've had that conversation on my weekday DJV program, and the thing that gets thrown back in my face when I talk about food, because I do it beside this show and my DJV daily program, I do the American Family Farmer, which is all about food and small farms and families and stuff. And our critical focus is on small farms mattering. What goes on the small farm that you can't have in a big farm, in a big industrial farm. And the same is kind of true in medicine. We have industrialized medicine, mm-hmm. and then you have the individual approach that people can get to go when they go to guys like you that will give them the straight poop. And so when I bring up people's need to find the right food and to make sure that you're, no matter what, procuring it, the ladies that are on me say, well, that's not realistic because some people can't afford to go to the farm and pay $7 a dozen for eggs. They can only buy the stuff in the store, the egg whites, in a carton that costs 99 cents at the dollar store or, you know, whatever else you get at the dollar store. And frankly, I don't know how to combat that except, you know, at the end of the day, what's more important, your health or what's in your pocketbook? I don't know how else to.
Well, it boils down to what makes you happy. See, there's some people who are so oriented making sure their family has the absolute excellent best nutrition possible because they're not only trying to take care of themselves and their family, but they find a certain degree of happiness in that. There are other people who that is way down the list because there's other things that they need to do to make themselves happy, which is a sense of being a good mother, the sense of being a good father, the sense of being a good provider as they define that word, mm-hmm. regardless of how much thinking went into it to begin with. So, you know, it comes down to the individual and whether you're being led around by a ring in your nose or whether you're making your
thinking.
Own critical thinking. And that's
thinking.
What that podcast, that's what that, you started off by saying, how
to
seduce a once critically
that's
thinking.
That's a podcast population. That you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Under Radio Archives. That's my latest one that I put up. And it's an hour and a half discussion. on the what happened to our ability to sit down and say what and why, as opposed to, well, this is the way it is, folks, and you better get on board or you're going to be in trouble.
Because this expert says,
And when you brought up the medical industry, and the medical tyranny just is getting worse and worse and worse. People are getting deplatformed, thrown off of Twitter, thrown off of Facebook, thrown off of Google, because they dare to question the status quo when
problem.
It comes to medicine.
And we're trying to wake people up to this, but younger people are not. They're used to being told what to think rather than to learn how to think.
Amen.
And that's the rub. Okay. By the way, speaking of podcasts, I was looking at something else I'd forgotten to mention about the DJV Health podcast. We have a conversation on the most recent one about how mosquitoes find you. What is there about the mosquito that you're attracted, the mosquitoes attract you. What is there about you that they like? Find out in this podcast. Also, an advancement in robotic prosthetics. The vaccine technology is part of this. So there's so much stuff under the tongue, lozenges for vaccines. That's something that we talk about. Artificial sweeteners. It's just a whole, every week, it's four or five important things that you need to know. So if you have time, you want to listen to both podcasts, the one that I have with Jack at DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, and Jack's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. How did you know that your pillow was not of any use to you anymore? When you woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't go back to sleep because your neck was sore, your head was sore, and you didn't really put two and two together. Well, let me tell you something. My pillow has put two and two together. They have the best pillows around. And so why not take advantage and get quality and comfort together at the right price? All kinds of fabulous deals going on right now with the towels that are there, the pillows that are there, the new My Slippers, and you get big discounts from 30 to 65% using the DGV code. And you'll have a great night's rest every single night. My Pillow, 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, conforms to your every need, made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. 60 days you have to like it or lump it, send it back for your money back. If you don't like it, that's the deal. Visit MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and, for example, get two of the most comfortable pillows for half the price. That's it. Lots of other great bargains. As I said, the discount's up to 65%. Check it out now. The product catalog at MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys are sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here and the business about vitamin D, which is very much on people's minds. Vitamin D, we're told, all of us are told that we don't have enough. So what is the skinny on vitamin D? Getting it, I mean, is there something new here? We've got the stuff that I think I have long thought I should have plenty of vitamin D because I'm on the farm all
Absolutely.
The time. But I don't. You know as well as I do. My system doesn't have enough vitamin D, so
your system is being compared to a national average standard that doesn't exist.
All right, so I don't have to worry about that.
No, if we're talking about blood pressure, if we're talking about C-reactive protein levels, if we're talking about any kind of chemistry involved with the body, it is applied to a national standard coast to coast without regard to ethnic background, without regard to nutrition.
So we're being seduced here with this information, too.
Absolutely. It's designed to sell drugs. Now, the question is, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Do you have enough energy to get through the day?
Yep.
Are you able to accomplish your tasks?
Yes.
Can you get through the day without sitting there saying, gosh, what's my name? Where do I live? What's my phone number? I don't even know who I am.
I ask that question often. What am I doing here?
That's right. Somebody help me, please. So yes. the point of the matter is, how do you feel? Do you have energy to get through the day? And like when you were talking about waking up in the middle of the night with a sore neck, that's a great way of figuring out, do I have the right pillow or not? Do I have do I get a stiff neck when I wake up? Yeah, you probably have the wrong pillow. The pillow is so much more important than the bed. But also, how do you decide whether or not you're on a healthy path? How do you feel, for Pete's sake? Are you just as tired
it's
when
practical.
You woke up as you went to bed? That's
yeah.
it. That's exactly how they would start a diagnosis program 100 years ago, before vaccines and antibiotics showed up that started messing up everybody's physiology.
You know,
well, sure.
Yeah,
sure. And that's what's really important. You know, you got me by a couple of years, but it's the same thing. How did
Excuse
I feel?
Me?
All right, 4 years. 4 years.
That's right. Jack's 4 years older than I am, folks.
Yeah, you're so
doesn't
much
sound
older.
It. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
In any event, that's what's really important. So when we're talking about vitamin D, there's only two ways to get vitamin D: exposure to the sun on your skin. Mm-hmm. And in the latitudes where we live right now, April to September is vitamin D season.
Right.
How much do you need? If your face and your neck and your arms are exposed for 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week, that's all you need.
All right, so in the wintertime. Yeah, what are we doing in the winter?
Cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
Cod liver oil or something
vitamin
else that has some...
Is there such a thing as too much vitamin D?
Oh, absolutely. You get too much, you're going to have restless legs, you're going to have cramping muscles, you're going to
have
tougher skin. That's because you don't have enough vitamin F.
Uh-huh.
You can't talk about vitamin D without its antagonist, vitamin F. Vitamin F gets the calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues where it belongs.
Right.
You get too much into the bloodstream, you're going to end up with restless legs, cramping muscles.
All right. To be continued, I want to dig more into that next time we have a long segment here. Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Nooka Chiropractic is his game, along with Gaps Practice. He and his wife, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it all out there. Their podcast and ours at DGVHealthShow.com. 10 before the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Make sure your bowels are all working correctly. Jack Stockwell is here to help you with that. Dr. Jack on the DJV Health Download. Dr. Jack is here courtesy of the, what is it, the First Amendment, freedom of speech? You don't, is that, that's First Amendment?
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, actually, I think you've done pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're a naysayer when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And even though people try to marginalize, people who work for big pharma, drug companies, they want to marginalize guys like you.
I've been a naysayer since I was born. My mother said the first words I said out of the womb was, "I don't want to be here. Send me back."
Really?
Send
See
me
you
back.
Later, alligator.
Yeah. Let me give
I've
me
always
another
been
years.
One who asks lots of questions. I, as a youngster, was always who, what, where, why, how, and that served me well as I have grown into a circumstance in my life when I probably spend more time asking questions of people on the air and off the air. I want to know how things work don't work.
That's
so
the word.
Now, here's this is interesting. This is from the It Doesn't Work department. Apparently, there are a bunch of doctors and nurses who are in Texas that are suing the hospital for whom or for what for which they work because the hospital says you got to get a shot. All right? So
yeah.
Why don't they want a shot? They work in medicine at a regular kind of like real hospital. Why not?
Well, there's they have to be very careful about what they're saying because of the censorship all across the country. If you talk about adverse reactions as a result of the shot, so their argument is, listen, this is my body, this is my choice, and they're saying we don't think employers or anyone else should mandate what goes inside of our bodies. It's all about liberty. It's all about freedom. They're standing up for every American.
Truth,
they say
justice, and the American way.
You got it. You got it. Hey. And this is. Remember the first group to get hung when Nuremberg was over with? Was
right.
The doctors.
Yeah.
You know, first, it wasn't the military officers.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. We better check the Hippocratic Oath first. Kill all the doctors instead of kill all the lawyers. Right?
Oh, yeah. Henry VI. First thing right. We do is kill all the lawyers.
Okay.
You know, it always worried me that there was a tremendous amount
a
of lawyers in
Speaking
Congress.
Of lawyers, there's a lawsuit. These people that are working at Houston Medical, they hired a lawyer, right? To sue the hospital to tell them we're not getting your vaccine. So I guess the bottom line is Victoria doesn't want me to bury the lead. What is happening to these people? What are they worried about?
Well, it's all the adverse reactions that are happening to the people who are getting these shots. There's over 100,000 adverse reactions now reported.
Yeah, but the naysayers would say that 300 million people have had shots, so that's not such a bad number. I mean, that's what well, come on. The doctors and the pharma outfits will tell you, oh, that's not bad. What? Is that? What percent? Is it like 0.004?
No. Well, it's actually zero. It depends on the age group, and it depends on the demographic group we're talking about. People over 70. It's right around 1% now. If you're not worried about that, and you're ready to pack up and leave this physical existence anyway, then fine.
Wait,
but the problem
yourself,
is,
I'm not ready to go. Thanks.
The shedding that's taking place and all the other stuff that's taking place, and so what they're arguing there in Texas is, listen, this is still experimental. These vaccines still have not been approved by the FDA. They're only being administered under an emergency use for something that, if you're under the age of 70, if you contracted COVID, your chances of survival are 99.98%.
So then they said they'd start pointing to the kids who are getting sick. And
all
what
these
about
kids,
them now?
That's the serious stuff that's going on now, is the serious blood clotting problems that are taking place in children. Serious heart inflammation. That's
after
the number
they've
one
had
thing.
The shot.
After they get the shot.
Yep. What about the kids that are getting sick before the shot?
Getting sick with what?
I didn't actually think about that.
Teenage children don't have cardiac inflammation.
No, but I'm saying of the youngsters who are getting COVID, there's some like 4% are on ventilators or some number like that.
No, most of them get it and they don't even know it, like me. Mm-hmm. I've been around all kinds of COVID-infected people. I didn't have so much as a sniffle over the last year.
You know me, I've always
because of my immune system.
Right. And I said the same thing about mine. I don't know that I ever thought I needed it, but I kind of wanted it just in case.
Sure.
And that's the first time I haven't taken your advice. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DGV Health Program with a reminder about how to lose weight and keep it off. We all subscribe to this because it's all natural, stimulant-free, drug-free. It's Calitren, Calotren, the all-natural, healthy way to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's really all you have to know. Keep it off. It's a 45-day routine, and then you start to lose the weight. And I tell you, stay on it, because it really does great things for your body with all the proteins and enzymes that are in there. Check it out at toploss.com, where you can order using the DJV code and get 3 months free. It's 59 past the hour now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.